Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending, the Royals trying to avoid a six-game losing streak after losing last night 9-5. They're still in Arizona for that quick two-game series. 8:40 first pitch. Be Jonathan Heasley on the mound for the Royals, who are now 14-27 on the season. Last night, they were able to get multiple hits from Carlos Santana. They hit three home runs in the first inning and still couldn't win again.
And it was Whit Merrifield and Bobby Wood Jr. and Dozier, and it just felt good to start. It was a bad night for Zach Greinke, and then, of course, things snowballed from there. This just feels like one of those... I think this feels like a prolonged losing streak just because of how Sunday ended.
Yeah,
I mean...
Well, it is prolonged. It's four. It's four. It's going to be five, maybe.
I know, but, like, I mean, like, 10.
Gotcha.
Because... when you lose, when you'd already lost three in a row, you're getting ready to stop the losing streak at three, and you blow that game the way you did on Sunday, then the next day you hit three home runs in the first inning, score five runs in the first two innings, and then lose in a not particularly close game, 9-5. That says all it says about your team right there. Next up on What's Trending, the NFL is going to allow the scouting combine to stay in Indianapolis for the next two seasons. There were some talks that they were possibly into moving it for a variety of reasons, but Indianapolis has made some stronger commitments for some of their other charitable aspects and some of the other things they're working on in the city. From an NFL perspective, I think from a media perspective, they all love it in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I think the NFL realizes that they have maximized the potential of how much money they can make on the draft and are looking for other places to make money. Host cities for the combine would be that, because the combine itself has become big business. So I don't think it'll stay in Indianapolis forever. I think they're just buying themselves a few more years.
Yeah, I think the reason why a lot of the teams like it is that, I guess, the medical center for all the physicals. It's you can go there without having to walk outside even. It's all attached. The hotel, everything's in the same area, so that's why they really like the setup for that.
They're always bragging about the shrimp. I don't know.
Yeah, what is it? St. Elmo's? Is that the name of the restaurant?
That's a big steakhouse.
Yeah, but that who has the shrimp cocktails, okay. I think that's what everybody goes nuts for. I guess they're famous for that.
We're not hard to please. That's journalism.
Well, during the, was it this past year? Was the college football national championship in Indianapolis this year?
Yep.
At halftime, everybody went nuts because I guess the halftime snack was just ridiculous amount of shrimp. In the past, I would have been very excited about that.
I still
as
think
well.
You should try shrimp again to make sure allergic.
I love shrimp. And in about it's been almost 4 years ago, all of a sudden I developed a shrimp allergy. Trust me, I wish.
Try it again, make sure.
Why?
Maybe
gonna,
something else.
Are you going to have an EpiPen next to me?
Well, I mean, it was never that bad.
Throat swelled up. I didn't have to go to the ER, but it gets worse the more you interact with that, by the way.
Mm.
So you want to bring in some shrimp and have me try it on air and see if I can make it through the show without dying? Is that what we're going for?
They don't even want us to box yet. I'm going to give Gold a potential allergy-killing shrimp.
That's right. That's right. Next up on what's trending, more NFL plan-wise. How about with the Pro Bowl week? We know the Pro Bowl's been a mess for a while. Nobody really cares.
No.
Well, Ian Rapoport says they're discussing Pro Bowl week and ways to improve it, including eliminating potentially the traditional game and using that Sunday to showcase the players in it. So I don't know what the alternative is. I mean, I would love for them to go way back. They'll never do it. When it was in Hawaii, and they just had the different skills challenges and things like that. But the game sucks. We all know that. The NFL realizes that. And yet, they still get, 10 million people that watch it?
Last year, 6.7 million people watched the Pro Bowl. That's the exact same number of people who watched Game 3 of Mavericks Warriors. Yeah. So, it sucks, but they're going to keep putting it on TV. You can look for some creative solutions. I think just make it flag football. Same game, You don't tackle anyway. Make it right. Two-hand touch, make it flag football.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Make it football, but not the same version of football. I know that sucks for the offensive linemen, but have some other skills contest, obstacle course, whatever, for them to do as part of it. But make it flag football. That's the version you do.
I saw Kevin Clark actually just tweeted. He said, flag football featuring normal NFL players plus a few in-shape legends, so like T.O. who still thinks he can play.
Sure.
And then before each quarter, he says, each player should draw a new position out of a hat. They have to play it for the entire quarter.
Ooh,
now, of course, okay. There's some injury element there. I know they're playing flag football, but it would be hilarious to see all of a sudden
Creed Humphrey trying to play quarterback. It's hilarious.
Yes,
for five plays, right?
It would be incredible.
You should make it more gimmicky. They're always afraid to make it gimmicky, and that's absolutely the way. NBA celebrity all-star game, right? That's fun. Like, it could be T.O. on the field, but it could also be a celebrity. Justin Timberlake out there running a curl route with Mahomes throwing him to it is fun. Next up on What's Trending, speaking of the NBA last night, Celtics blew out the Heat, 102-82, never a close game. The Heat went 0-10 in the first quarter. They were at one point in the first quarter, like 3 minutes to go, sitting at 1 point. They eventually got through and scored a little bit in that game, but it wasn't close. Not a single game in that series has been. But that game all knotted up at two apiece in that series, so it's going to go one way or the other. It's going at least six games. The Warriors-Mavs, on the other hand, could end tonight. Warriors up 3-0 that game at 7 o'clock tonight.
The Heat Celtics series is so bizarre.
It's a blowout every single game. It's crazy.
And the first quarter in particular, the runs that each team has had, maybe game six and seven, if we get there, we know we're in six, as you said, but if it gets six or seven, maybe it's a little more competitive, but it's been pretty wild to watch that series.
We're
going to
be kicking it for a week and a half, waiting for the next team
to
show
up. I got a weird feeling Dallas wins tonight and then ends up being like a gentleman's sweep. I got a weird feeling Dallas finds a way to avoid the sweep tonight.
Luka's going to need 60.
He might need around 50. Yep. He might need that the way things are going. That's
if
what's
you think
trending.
That's happening, bet the over on points for Luka
right.
tonight.
Right. That's what's trending here on Cody
well, you,
and Gold.
You guys did miss something pretty big.
Okay. What's that? What else?
Trending locally as well.
Okay.
Limp Bizkit is performing on the Still Sucks tour. Tonight,
yeah, it's called
in
the,
Kansas City at the Cable Dahmer Arena.
That's right. The Limp Bizkit Still Sucks tour.
I have seen Limp Bizkit live in concert. Matter of fact, they played at the first ever concert I ever went to.
That is not surprising.
Family Values Tour 1998. What was your first concert?
Oh, so that
Nick?
Was peak.
Peak Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
The they weren't even the headliner. It was Korn, Limp Bizkit, Ice Cube, Rammstein. God, who else played
oh
with that?
Oh, my gosh.
This was my first ever concert.
How old were you, did you say, at the time?
98. I was 14, 13.
Okay.
I was in a big concert.
It was at Kemper Arena.
I went and saw... my first concert was Lil Wayne in 2008. And he brought this guy on stage wearing a flannel. And I was like, who is this dork? Get him off the stage. They introduced him as Drake, and he has went on to have a fairly successful musical career.
That dork.
Has he?
Yeah. That was at the Sprint Center.
So you saw Drake way before he was
Nobody
anything.
Nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually.
I was like, what is he singing? He seems like he's very emotional. I'm not really into this.
Oh, I forgot. Rob Zombie, also a member of
that
tour.
You guys want to go tonight? We just got a company.
We have a bunch of tickets.
Let's go. Mosh pit.
Could you imagine if we went to the Limp Bizkit concert at Cable Dahmer tonight?
Do they still do mosh pits?
I don't know. I will say after, unfortunately, the tragedy down in Houston at
the Travis Scott
concert where unfortunately a bunch of people got trampled. I don't know if that's something that people are promoting as much.
I feel like the actual mosh, maybe I'm wrong. I haven't been to a concert or at least one of these types of concerts in forever, but I feel like a mosh pit was a generational thing, like a late 90s, early 2000s thing. Maybe I'm wrong, though.
From the text line, they said, a couple people said they're going to the concert tonight. They already saw some set lists. It's all vintage 97,
you know,
02.
We could give away a pair of tickets right now. Does anybody want to go to that concert tonight? Respond on the. Does somebody want to go to that concert tonight? I'll choose one person off the text line. I can get these tickets, clearly. Just respond with your email. You want to go to this Limp Bizkit concert tonight? You can have tickets.
Nick and I are looking at each other. Okay, we're just.
You don't want to afford tickets to people? Why can't we let somebody who wants to go see Limp Bizkit tonight go? I don't.
I mean, that's,
you're handling it. I'm not handling this. Don't put this on my plate right now.
I said I would.
Yeah, okay. That means when you say call in, you're gonna, and Nick's gonna come in here. You're gonna go in there and you're gonna take all
the
calls.
You could just give him your personal number.
If one person,
there you go. That seems like a great idea.
Yeah, just let you handle it personally.
Pass. But I could probably get tickets to this thing. Clearly, they said that they had several sets available to in person. You know, available to employees. Why can't we just?
What was the other concert as well?
Head and the Heart.
What's that?
That's like, you know, singer-songrywriter, like, you know, honestly, guitar played.
I have no idea.
You've probably heard of one of those.
If I heard one of their songs, okay.
I think you'd know it. They had a couple of popular ones, so probably one or two of them you've heard. Someone's asking, I'm like, I really hope that there are photos.
Somebody from the 816, all three Limp Bizkit fans are already going. I'll bet you that place is going to be, I'll bet you that place is actually going to be packed.
See, look, there's multiple
people want to go to this concert.
All right, so we'll pick somebody random. We'll pick somebody random.
I grossly underestimated the amount of people who want to go to this Limp Bizkit concert.
You need to send the email to the person giving, you know.
Make sure you have them allocated from who's offering them up to us and secure, well, no, the, secure
how many,
those.
How many should I take from her? She said that they had several pairs.
Just take them all.
Just take everything. Do two pair.
Yeah.
If there's still some to be had in like an hour, you can give a few more away. Mosh pits are a thing.
Do we have any Limp Bizkit in the system? Do we have any Limp Bizkit songs
without
in the system?
Without checking, I'm gonna feel pretty confidently that
No? Okay.
You think we have Limp Bizkit
One of the stations has played it at some point in time.
But we don't have access to it. I can't do a master search of all the stations.
I thought you used to. The old system, you used to be able to.
I'm just searching the word limp, going through each folder.
on the internet, you're searching that? Or what are you worried?
No. No, not on the internet. I know what I'll find when I do that.
Hold on, I got to look up what my
Do you know Limp Bizkit? Like, are you familiar? Like, I know you know of them.
I would have to
Any songs?
Well, Roland is one of their most popular songs. I do know that. But other than that, no, I would need to hear the song. You guys know this when it comes to artists. I have to hear the song to then be like, oh, yeah, I've heard. I can't just name you a bunch of songs.
I'm assuming at some point you've heard Nookie by Limp Bizkit.
No, Nookie's the best.
Or Break Stuff. Yeah. I'm sure you've heard
that's
some
why
Limp
I was asking for Nick to try to play it if he could find one. Because I can't name you more than one song, but I know I've heard more than one song from them. Yeah.
Do you know Nookie?
I need to hear it.
I did it all for the Nookie.
I need to hear the song.
Okay. I'll see if I can find a clean version. That's what I'm a little concerned about.
Oh. Okay.
There's got to be a radio edit.
Yeah, there is. There is. We'll
Someone
pull
says,
there.
Who the bleep is Limp Bizkit? Maybe because
really?
I was born in 1997. Multiple people have said that.
I will go back through the text line.
So they were at the Limp Bizkit concert at Power and Light when the Royals clinched the wild card spot. And this is which song is this?
This is Nookie.
Okay.
It's probably their most popular. Would you say this is their most popular song, Cody?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I already can tell. Yes, I can tell already. Yeah.
You've definitely heard some Limp Bizkit in your life. I wonder who else is playing there tonight. Is it just Limp Bizkit or do they have an opener?
They have to have an opener. Yeah. Have you seen Fred Durst lately, by the way? He's, like, got gray hair now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Cody, you should do a Limp Bizkit
cover.
I don't know what of.
What am I going to sing it about? Could you imagine me doing this song?
Yeah, what would you do
as
it
a
all?
Cover for this?
Yeah, what would you do it all
what
for?
What did we do it all for? Yeah. That sounds close to Nookie.
It doesn't have to rhyme. You could just completely remake the song.
Well, it's got to be two syllables, though. We know how that works.
Yeah.
The thing I'm willing to do it for has to be two syllables. Otherwise, this doesn't work.
Well, Rookie, you do it all for the Rookie.
Oh.
I don't know. You could do like
I did promise a song that if somehow Sky Moore was in the top three Rookie of the Year by December, I said I would do a Rookie of the Year song
for the Rookie.
So I guess we're going to remake. Yeah. So here's the risk. This is what it'll be. We'll do it all for the Rookie. If Sky Moore is in it, at that time, we will remake that video just like we did the Sky Moore one. What do you think that video looked like? I don't even remember what that video was like. Could you imagine us redoing that video?
I remember what it was like.
The backwards red cap, right?
And he's got like a million people behind him that are wearing the exact same thing as
Oh, my God. Our remake of this video is going to be incredible if Sky Moore's in it.
Someone said, since we are the betting show, that we should do it for the bookie.
Oh! Okay, pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
Do I have to have the dumb facial hair if we redo this video?
Well, that's impossible, seeing as how you can't grow facial hair.
Well, I mean, just like fake.
I should have like a penciled on.
This is like putting on like a fake concert. This would really be an interesting
video. Dude, there was
video.
A point in time when Fred Durst was like one of the biggest musical acts on the planet. Like circa 1998, 99.
If we redid the Creed video, we can redo people walking behind us in black halter tops and red backwards red caps. We can redo this video if we redid the Creed one. The only problem is, how are we going to get the budget this time? I don't think we're ever going to be given $3,000 let's do a video again.
We've got another project we're working on first, and then we'll move on to that.
Okay, so I have requested tickets to the concert. As soon as they are sent to me, then we'll find some people in the text line, and I will give them to you. There were more people than I was counting on requesting tickets, but just give me some time, and we will... I've requested 3 pair.
Someone says, bet it all through my bookie. It'd be the Missouri song.
Or it could be about our show fund, and it could be Cody singing I Lost It All.
To the bookie.
To the bookie.
If the next bet I try to talk us into we lose, I have to remake part
of
that song.
Which is almost inevitable at this point.
Because of how often I'm suggesting
this is why we're limiting it down to the next golf major. Because otherwise, yes, Cody would want us to suddenly bet every night.
I've requested 3 pairs of tickets. They have already been sent to me. They had more. So I'll start with the 3, and then I figure maybe we'll wait an hour and we can give away more Limp Bizkit tickets.
There we go. It's going to be a hell of a time out there at Cable Dahmer Arena.
Honestly, people want to go. Why not? I don't see the harm in this. I got to go back.
I underestimated
the amount of Limp Bizkit fans.
Interest,
I'll admit that.
For sure.
People like free stuff, man. That's something we should never... I know for sure one of the people from the 816, the very first person to respond, his level of interest was so much higher than everyone's because he responded faster than everyone. Definitively you, person who's... I can't say their email on here, but you get the point. They'll get the tickets. We've really gotten sidetracked a couple of times today.
You think?
This was Nick's fault. The Limp Bizkit thing was Nick's fault.
I don't think this is my fault. I think this is a good thing.
You know what? You're right. We're doing nice things for people.
And we may have gotten song inspiration. What are you talking about?
Okay, good
I'll
point.
Take credit for it. I don't think I'm going to be blamed for anything.
So as soon as these tickets show up in my Ticketmaster account, I'm going to start forwarding away.
We'll get to the show.
The
show, you know? the Chiefs stuff, you know? While Cody is very intently,
I'm taking photos so that I can email people. Yeah. Because I'm going to lose it. It's going to be too far down the text line eventually. Because everybody's now talking about Limp Bizkit's music or things that we can talk about, like Cookie or Bookie or there are more choices than I guess I was giving it credit for. I'll say that Rookie.
You think there's a particular way the Chiefs are going to have to win though here in 2022? I don't think it's going
to
be all that. Different.
Why do you think they need to have a backup plan? Like their plan to win makes sense to me. Their plan to win is we're going to have a top five offense still. We're going to get younger and faster on defense, and we're going to try to win that way. The problem is that's not how they won. The way that they planned to win last year isn't how they ended up winning. They had to go about it a very different way, and I think it took them far too long to adjust to their new way of going about business. So my suggestion to them this year is to have a backup plan, and really what it is, what is your plan if you have the 10th best offense? I'm not taking an absurdist point of, what do you do if Mahomes goes down? I don't care.
Sure.
What do you do if your offense isn't the fifth best, it's the 10th best? And there's a big difference for where you are and how you score in the NFL when you go from there to the other side. And to me, that's the thing to be paying attention to if you're the Chiefs. And I think that the way that they'll do it is the Chiefs are, or the way they should do it is, they are accustomed to and have shown a propensity in the Andy Reid era to win ugly. And they should just accept that that's who they are. And it seems to me that when they go after what they call tougher players,
more physical
players, that's the kind of teams they win it. I kind of view it as, look at it from the way the Steelers won for a decade sometimes. There were times in which they were a really good offensive unit and a really great defensive unit. But in the years in which they were average at one of the things that they used to be great at, they just win 21-17. And as much as I don't want to watch Chiefs games where they win 21-17, I think they're going to have to do more of that this year if the offense struggles.
Yeah, I mean, I would say last year we saw a lot more than we would have liked, and they actually won a lot of those ugly, close games. I mean, if you go through last year's schedule, there was that Cowboys game where it was a 19-9 win, and we felt like the Chiefs should have blown out the Cowboys at that point in time, but that was in that middle part of the season where the offense really was kind of struggling. There was, of course, the Giants game, that Monday Night Football game, which was ugly, and the Chiefs nearly lost, and it was a 20-17 win. We all also know the Packers game. These were all in that same four-week period. The Chiefs and Packers back in November, where it was Jordan Love. And remember, his parents were stuck sitting up in the bleach, the rafters, essentially not rafters, but what, row 42 of the upper level. And it was a 13-7 win for Kansas City.
That was
so. I would argue like they kind of did that a little bit last year. Are you saying we're going to have more games like that? Because they found ways to win kind of ugly last year as well. And I do think there's a weird way where nobody's suggesting that when you lose Tyreek Hill, you are better offensively. That would be insane. But when you have a full offseason and you know that you don't have Tyreek Hill now, you alter your plan heading into the year and you add some personnel that might help you win in the way you feel you have to win. We're talking about the acquisition of Juju or MVS, Sky Moore, Ronald Jones for that matter. And there's a way that they are potentially better positioned to win in that way. Doesn't mean they're going to be more explosive, no. But will the end result be very similar, both in record and also statistically in terms of points per game? I've told you, I think the worst this offense will be when it's all said and done at the end of the year is the eighth best offense. I think that's the floor for this offense. Eighth best, we're talking points per game.
I just don't think you can win the same way at eighth. Like, I'm saying it's 10th. That's not a massive difference, but I don't think you can win. I don't think you can win the way that you've grown accustomed to win. And the problem is, I don't want your fallback plan to be, we have Mahomes. Because that's been the fallback plan for years.
I mean, but that's part of it. It's a pretty good fallback
plan. It is a good plan if you have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and some other guys who can make Mahomes, in those moments, do some of those things. But if it's Sky Moore and MVS and Mecole Hardman and Juju, I don't think just being like, well, we have Mahomes and Reed and we'll do it. Like, to me, it's like you got to have a willingness. And this is maybe, this is not, again, this is something I like about Mahomes. But it's, can you convince him that it's fine to just go out there and drag out some 24-21 game?
Don't you think
they're never going to become run heavy? They're never going to become that.
Don't you think last year it was a byproduct of, oh, we didn't know we were going to be this bad, or we didn't know we were going to be this inefficient with the way the defenses are playing? Like, so it's almost a question of, will the Chiefs have a better sense of who they are as a team, how good they're going to be?
And that's kind of what I'm arguing a little bit. I do believe that's the
that they're going to have more time to figure out who they are.
Like, even if they're a worse team, are they going to have the awareness of that fact entering the season? Or are they going into the season thinking, once again, no, we have every reason to believe we're the best team in football?
Yeah, I mean, this is where personnel-wise, with how they have to play, I think there is a chance that they actually might. I know it sounds weird because Tyreek Hill is probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame one day, but there's a way where how they're trying to play, they might be better positioned to win that way than they were a year ago. That's, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
I understand. It just depends on how much confidence you have in that, having a realistic evaluation of yourself. What do you think the Chiefs think their offense will rank this year? Like, if you asked Andy, Truth Serum, like, Andy, how good will your offense be this year?
Yeah, I mean,
is it top five? Is it top 10? Where do you see it as it sits right now? And without Tyreek Hill, you have to assume it's worse. You just have to. And they were the third or fourth best offense.
I would
say the third or fourth best offense pretty much every year.
I think we know they'll never put a number on it, but if you were, I think they would expect their offense to still be one of the best in football again.
I think they will be. I think they'll be the fifth best offense, fourth best offense, third. And we won't have to worry necessarily about this, but they're.
Yeah.
Last year, I would have also thought that there's some things. I didn't think they were going to be the worst defense in the NFL. And then they were for a six-game stretch. Then they were a really good defense for another six-game stretch. And then they were just mediocre to bad for the rest of it. And it's like, what's your backup plan is really what's important here.
Yeah, that's the one thing, though, we always have to keep in mind, because I know it'll happen the first 4 weeks of the season. We'll come on the air and we'll talk about it. And you and I will go back and forth. And I'm always when we're optimistic. We know that. That's just kind of how we are set up. And you're going to say that the Chiefs defense is going to be dead last in the league. And I'm going to say it won't finish dead last.
What's funny is last year they pretty much just ended in the middle. You're like, no, there'll be a top 10 defense by the end. And I
don't know. No. I didn't say they're going to be a top 10 defense. I said they're not going to finish 28th or 32nd in football and defense. And I will maintain that heading into this season. Like, not that you should think that's a great thing. But I think sometimes it's easy. 4 weeks into the season, we're like, nope, they're going to be the worst defense in football, flat out. And then they're going to end up points per game wise. They're probably going to still be 19th to 22nd in points per game defensively this year. And offensively, they're probably going to be what you said. They're going to be in that 4, 5, 6, 7 range offensively in football. And they'll be in a very similar spot.
I just think it's
going to look different and result very similar. I'm not telling you they're going to win a Super Bowl, but it's just, I think the end result will be very similar statistically and ultimately how they actually end up in the playoffs and hopefully go on a little run.
I've not sent any tickets out yet in case you're deciding if you're the person to get it. The Ticketmaster app has not yet put the tickets in there despite the fact I have an email that said they've been transferred to me. Someone needs to work on this. Ticketmaster needs to work on their app updating. Feels like it's taking too long.
A.K.A. Cody sold them on Craigslist, pocketed the cash.
Wow, so that's how you're funding that bouncy house. Here you are. I mean, man, yep. Cody's be sitting in the Crown Club again in a couple weeks.
I'm just waiting for them to come through on the app. That's all.
Wait, how much are tickets going for?
I don't know.
Let's give it a look-see, shall we?
What do you think? I took them just to sell them all?
Wow, there's two new listings in the last few minutes. That's odd.
It appears right now you could get tickets on one of the ticket broker sites for around $29 or $30.
So you have acquired $180 worth of tickets that all of a sudden you're having a hard time finding.
God.
How did we not see this coming?
Look, they're not in here yet. It says there's no tickets yet.
The right email address?
Yes. Okay. I know my email address. Okay. I got the email that said they got forwarded to me. They're just not in the app yet. For those wondering...
What section are they in?
You'll be sitting in section 106.
Okay. Oh. That's a good section.
Is it?
We got rows.
Do you want another rows? Let me see
here.
Is that important?
Yes.
The rows are Q, R, and N. So, I mean, I guess the best row in that scenario, you know, like they're all pretty much the same range.
All right. Those are $60 tickets.
$60 tickets?
So you have
$360 worth of tickets. Oh. Well, I don't have yet. Nice. No, I don't have yet. They're still waiting for them to come through the app.
That show fund. You're looking for a quick influx of cash.
I think.
Really, you know what? We're doing
it
for
them to the people.
Yeah, you know what? We're doing it for the listeners.
I'm going to forward them
to. We could just lie and say, okay, we've sent them to 3 listeners. Thank you so much. We love the listeners. I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to send them as soon as I get them. I just need Ticketmaster to hurry up.
Someone says, close the app, then reopen it. Please do. We'll let you know how that's going.
And I'm trying.
Coming up next, not only a random question of the day, but more and more it's looking like this conference is set to do this in the very near future.
Cody and Gold.
The doctor's evaluation was too much bone in your foot. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to fuse it all together. We're going to make one super bone. That's their solution to this.
What's a super bone?
On 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on Cody and Gold, we'll get to the random question of the day here in about 15 minutes or so. A little bit of news in the NFL. Former Chiefs running back Darrell Williams.
Now officially former.
Yes.
I know he was because he was a free agent.
Yeah, yeah. He is Darrell Williams signing with the Arizona Cardinals, according to Jordan Schultz. So, week one, Darrell Williams faces off against his old team. Chiefs Cardinals, week one. Good for Darrell Williams. I don't know what the dollar amount is on the deal, but of course it was 1,000 yards from scrimmage back a season ago. But it was pretty clear the Chiefs were not going to bring him back. We've known that for quite some time, but he now has a new home out there in Arizona. So what, James Conner and Darrell Williams and the Cardinals in the backfield there.
That is a scary
two-headed
monster.
How about James Conner, though, like bouncing back? Everybody thought he was done, and he bounced back and had a great season. I thought he was toast.
Well, I mean, he had a ton of touchdowns. I don't know that he's a super efficient runner.
Oh, James Conner had a really nice season.
Yeah, because he had 15 touchdowns.
Right, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, but it's not like, as we know in football, for receivers and running backs, touchdowns are very volatile from 1 year to
sure,
the next.
But a lot of people thought he was, like, done. Like, he had nothing left.
Okay, how about this? He is done now.
He had 752 yards and 15 touchdowns. That's a pretty damn good season for a running back.
Huh.
Not bad at all.
From a fantasy perspective, that's a lot more competition for if that was the guy you were planning on going forward with.
For running backs who's been hurt, for him to have his career high in touchdowns when he had 12 his second year in the league and had 15 last year. Anyway, I don't want to go down a James Conner route, but tangent. But yeah, James Conner.
You just feeling a need to defend James Conner season?
Yeah, man. I like James Conner.
Okay. We get it.
Noted.
Yeah.
That's a good pickup for them. I get why Kansas City walked on him, because it seemed like that was the peak. You got 1,000 yards from him. That felt like getting the most out of Darrell Williams. And you brought in Ronald Jones instead. He's cheap enough. We haven't seen the contract yet for Darrell Williams, but I'm happy he got another spot. And what seems like, you know, another really good competitive team, even if you said you're down on them a little bit, that's a good competitive team. So we'll see, you know, which version of Darrell they get. Find out if the Chiefs made a mistake right pretty much week one, right away. So the revenge game factor immediate for him, although I don't think that they left on bad terms. No. It's just the way it went.
We'll get to the random question of the day coming up in just a little bit. But the SEC, I think, is going to set itself up to do something that we're all going to see very soon with perhaps all the big conferences. There was even the news a week or so ago that maybe in the next 10 or 15 years, the NCAA and these conferences will split apart, and more importantly, the conferences will split apart. But Pete Thamel over at ESPN had a column. He says the SEC might just stage their own college football playoff. So before you even talk about splitting off from the NCAA, but he says at the upcoming SEC meetings, it's all on the table. And it's, quote, something they should absolutely consider an option, a source telling him that the SEC should consider saying, you know what, let's just do our own college football playoff. Our teams are represented more than anybody else in the college football playoff anyway. Why are we poning up the money? I mean, I
know, but there is a line to draw from separatist activity in the college football realm. To say we, the Power Five or Six, are going to leave and do our own thing and we're done funding the NCAA is one thing. For the entire SEC to say we're out, we're going to crown our own national champion, it feels too far.
How is it any different, though, if I told you that in 15 years, we already know, most people think, that the SEC, the Big Ten, and whatever's left of the Big 12
have
or whatever,
merged into a super conference.
They're all going to separate from the NCAA anyways. So it would, this kind of makes sense that the SEC would try to push the action and start moving this along.
If you're going
to
do that, then shouldn't you just bring everybody in now and start? Because I told you, I think the super conference is the way it's heading anyway.
This might actually put some pressure on the other. If all of a sudden the SEC, and again, it's just they're going to discuss it. If the SEC actually, we found out in 2 months, said, you know what? Start it, because it can't even start till 2025, because the college football playoff is going till 2025. So it's really 2026 at the earliest. If the SEC say, yeah, we're going to do our own thing, you don't think by the time we got to 2026, all of a sudden that would cause the Big Ten to be willing to discuss things with the SEC?
But how many teams does the SEC want to take on? Just want to be the team in charge? They just want their people to be in charge?
Maybe more money for them if they're the ones running it.
More money for, I mean, I guess for them individually, but then you're asking a bunch of people, the Big Ten, to just take their jobs away.
I know, but we all know the SEC is kind of king in this whole thing.
So the hope is that, right, your playoff becomes so attractive that you can get this massive TV deal back.
Yes.
Do any of us know how much it costs to actually put on? Yeah, because right now the college football, it's kind of convoluted for people who aren't, you know, in the weeds, but we think of the NCAA. The NCAA doesn't control...
Correct.
The playoff. It's the college football playoff committee. Do we have any idea how much it costs for them to put on the actual playoff itself?
Well, they make money at it. Otherwise, they wouldn't put it on.
They
make ungodly amounts of money.
I mean, I would say this to your point about the NCAA as well. Like, essentially, the college football playoff organization that runs it, they're just an event. They're an event planning. That's all they are.
That's the same thing with the NCAA
for the tournament.
The basketball tournament.
They're just event planners. And that's really what it is.
Same people who plan wedding receptions.
They're event planners. I mean,
bigger scale and for sports.
And so, like, that's why the argument has been made that in college basketball, they should split off from the NCAA. Like, why let the NCAA make all this money off of our basketball tournament? We'll find some people that can put on a pretty damn good tournament as well. We don't need the NCAA.
We don't need them to negotiate an ability to go play at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. We could probably just talk to them directly. They would probably still let us play there.
Hire some of the smart people that are involved and do your own thing. Happens all the time.
Important question I have for you, Nick.
Oh.
If they split, would you choose... Let's say that they're like, Heisman's our thing, and you can't have it. You could either vote for the Heisman... for all the rest of college football, you can vote for the SEC Player of the Year and whatever the hell they're going to call that.
Okay. Well, first off, I don't think that you can just steal the Heisman. This isn't national treasure. He's saying the new version of it is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not going to just let the SEC take the Heisman Trophy. That's their thing. That's the NCAA's thing.
So the SEC is going to be like, we have our own trophy now.
Yes. And they're going to call it the best player in SEC history.
You want to know something? I think, I'm not even kidding, that would legitimately be a barrier for the SEC doing this. The Heisman is, and say what you want about it, we joke about it, the Heisman is the most prestigious individual award in all of sports.
I
happen to be a voter.
I would say, though, the Heisman, as a voter, Nick, it's the Heisman Trust. It's separate. It's not part of a conference. It's not part of the NCAA. So... even if the SEC did their own thing, the Heisman Trust could say, yeah, we'll evaluate players in that league too. So it probably wouldn't change at all.
I'll reach out to a few of the guys we'll talk about it.
Do you guys have like an email chain or what?
We have a group chat.
A group what?
A little group chat like on the group me app.
That way it's anonymous. Mm. It's harder to, there's not less data mining. They can't find you that way.
Nick's very concerned about the data mining among the Heisman voters.
I mean, they're discussing serious things. Heisman Trophy votes, that's serious business.
Very confidential.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll discuss it, but ultimately...
But if you had a choice to only vote for the other conferences for their best player of the year, and it was called the Heisman...
I'll never leave the Heisman. The Heisman Trust has always had my back. I'll have their back. It's called loyalty. Look it up. Something the SEC doesn't know anything about.
Because they just stole two teams from a different conference.
What would you rather win? Would you rather win the Heisman or the new made-up award that they just created
The MVP of the SEC.
No, the Heisman.
Yeah, the Heisman for sure.
They would just name it after whoever, I don't know, who's the best player in SEC history that's old?
That's old?
Yeah, they always like to name it after somebody who played in like the 40s. You know how it is. They're not going to name it after some dude who just played 10 years ago. They're going to name it after some guy who played in the 40s who won like three national championships with Bear Bryant. That, you know how this works. That's how they name trophies.
It's going to be Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
That's actually true. It would be Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow SEC.
It really would.
Tim Tebow.
And it's him doing a jump pass. That's the trophy.
No, it's him just kneeling. It's him kneeling, obviously.
Clearly.
I mean, that does feel like an easy thing to do when you're running for the... It's harder to do that in the middle of it. You know, they do that Heisman thing. Sometimes they make that celebration like... You see people do that in the middle of running when they got like a big gap on somebody.
Yeah, you can't really do that.
You can't kneel. That's a tough one. Play. You could jump. You could do that if you had enough of a distance. I think you got to consider that when you're talking about celebration, Nick. I don't want to
say that or it'd be named after Manning. It could be the whole Manning family. It's true.
The Archie Manning Trophy.
The Mannings. It's just the Manning
Trophy. The Arch Manning Trophy.
I mean, there are a lot of Mannings that went through there. Naming it after just the general Manning family. The Manning family trophy.
Archie's got some swimmers, man. He's got some strong swimmers.
We still don't know where his, I guess it'd be his grandson, right? We don't know where he's headed, right? I saw there was some other.
He visited Alabama, I think, or he's got a visit to Alabama coming up.
You think that name, image, likeness deal going to be absolutely insane for
Arch Manning?
Yeah, that's right. It's Arch. That's right. Arch. Yeah.
Make a pretty good amount. That's not a name, by the way. You can't just take letters off to make it different.
I mean, a name can be anything. I mean, what do you mean it can't be a name?
What do you mean it can't be a name?
Like a name?
It's a dumb name.
Yeah, there you go. I was like, what do you mean it can't be a name?
Well, that's like.
There's like, we took off the E part. That's what made
it
a name.
There's a lot of kids named Jacks now.
That's just.
Like J-A-X.
Celebrity. Who's a celebrity? Their kid's named Blue. I mean, we can name someone.
Okay, well,
Arch,
that's celebrity. Celebrities aren't real people.
No.
We're talking about real human beings.
Are the Mannings real human beings at this point?
Yes, they're still real.
They're celebrities, though.
I'm talking about, like, actors, musicians.
And his name's Archibald, but he's like, oh, I don't want to sound like I'm 4,000 years old, so I'm going to go by Arch.
I've said this I said this previously. Like, I think Bryant is a bad name. Like, Bryant Gumbel. You can't just add letters either. You say you can't take letters off. I'm saying you can't add them. His name's Brian.
It's like he didn't want to be Archie because his grandpa's Archie, so he's like,
Brian
Arch.
Gumbel. Not Bryant. It's Brian.
We've got something against adding letters as well, huh? Okay.
How do you feel about the spelling of Nick, but with just N-I-C versus N-I-C-K?
Loser.
It'd be Losers. Like if he had a kid and he was also a great radio producer and he just went by knee. He just got rid of the letters. He just went by N-I. That's Arch. That's essentially Arch. It's not a name. You need more letters to complete the name.
Yes, Texlin, you're correct. Cody did say you can't just put letters together to make a name. That is what Cody did say. That's
literally how names are formed.
I'd like some more rules. I'd like some more rules for everyone.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Nick, and over on the J Southland Tow Service, Texlin 913-576-7610. Of course, the random question today brought to you by the Window Source of Kansas City. Today, I'd like to ask you when the most recent compliment you remember receiving. I happened to receive one yesterday, so it feels important.
Oh, jeez. So, okay, well, so hold on.
I got to come up with the whole 300 random questions a year.
Fair, but...
So this is one of them. So you never come up with random questions.
Well, it's not my deal. I try to do the, like, it's not my, this is your segment.
I send you ideas for Trash of the Day,
Sometimes you do. Random question of the day is, and it also used to be, it still is sponsored by someone you endorse. This is your deal. But no, you just wanted us to know that you got a compliment yesterday.
Yeah, maybe. But it was more important than it made me think I hadn't been complimented in a while. It was nice. I feel like I should maybe compliment more people.
This is not a question at all.
The question is, when's the last time you remember being complimented? I don't think from a stranger. The important part is from a stranger. I'm sure your mom been like, you look so nice today, Alex. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about from a complete stranger. This person yesterday complimented my sunglasses. He said, hey, if you don't mind, where'd you get the sunglasses? Those are really cool. So I told him where I got them from. I thought that was a nice compliment.
Yeah, like mine, it's been an in-person one. I have had one there was something recently on Twitter. Someone was complimentary of how something we were doing work-wise. But other than that, I can't think of
what work-wise? Something we were doing on the show?
No, covering the sports betting stuff.
Somebody also complimented me on my coverage of the sports betting. I don't think they had us right, though.
Wait, what?
It was somebody, I made some other decree on this show, and somebody had added several local politicians and said, can we get Cody on like a city improvement committee or something? And I responded, I'm ready to make the city better. And this person's like, wait, I'm confused. Is this person running for something? And they're like, the only thing I know them from is their sports betting coverage, which I thought was pretty good. I'm like, thank you. My sports betting coverage was great. Covered it closely. Yes, we talked about it on the show.
They definitely have us confused, but we did talk about it.
But I was also complimented on my sports betting coverage. So
there it is. Nick?
We both had that.
I was complimented by, I get a lot of compliments from older women. Like, I'm not saying like older. Like, I'm
when's
saying
the last
like,
one?
When I was in Philadelphia.
Okay.
What were they complimenting?
A woman told me that I looked fit as a fiddle.
Fit as what were you doing at the time where she recognized?
I was getting ready to run in a 5K.
Which was
strenuous activity for me. I was not prepared for it. I did zero training going into it. And
it proved you not fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, she was like, "Well, I know you're going to do great. You look just fit as a fiddle." And I was like,
"That's a nice compliment. Doesn't that feel good?"
I was like, "Well, this shirt must be slimming because I'm going to die here pretty soon."
Someone says, the security guard lady called me sugar a week ago. I'm still riding that high. Good for you. You know what? Just take that in.
I feel like the lesson to be learned here is we should all compliment people more often. This person from the 816 said, I compliment you D's all the time via text. Do you? Mostly it's been insults lately.
We'll take them. The compliments, that is.
Somebody correctly pointing out, by the way, back to our Arch Manning conversation, that there's a quarterback currently named General Booty. So it's hard for me to complain about
General
Arch Manning's
Booty is
name
a real person.
General Booty.
It's great general.
From the 816, I get compliments on the ostrich skin boots every time I wear them. So naturally, I wear them anytime I wear pants. So they go with the ostrich skin boots because they know that they're going to receive free compliments.
How often are you wearing pants, sir? The text makes it seems like that they don't wear pants often.
Maybe they're like Jay Binkley. Maybe pants are specifically like a 2 month, November, December, never again.
Just on airplanes and when they sit next to Nick.
And just on airplanes when they sit next to Nick. Like just that version.
Someone says, to be fair though, Cody, that guy complimented your glasses, not you.
I know, but it was a compliment about something I had chosen to purchase.
That is true.
I've received several compliments lately, thanks to soda.
Yes.
The compliments have been very frequent.
Now, you're not getting compliments from random people in public. They're not saying, hey, sir, you look great.
No.
Yeah. Now you have. They don't know what you looked like prior.
That's why I said
he's
strangers.
At the grocery store. They're like, you know what? You just look really great today. Just at the grocery store. Random
that
person.
That happens. People could. Maybe we should do that more often. Wouldn't
just
that feel
randomly?
Nice? If a random person said, you know what? You're a handsome man. You wouldn't like that?
Yeah, but I can't go up to a woman and say that at the grocery store because that's creepy.
It's not great.
To say what? You have nice pants?
No, if he's saying that you can't go up to some random woman at a grocery store and be like, you know what? You look great today. That's weird.
Could you compliment her nails?
It's still very
could you compliment her shoes?
You don't know the woman, that's weird. It's one of those things.
I'm not allowed
reversed.
To compliment anyone as a man.
That's what I'm being told.
Gold canceling compliments.
I'm saying if you're in line at you pick your favorite grocery store in town and you're waiting for to scan your items and there's a woman behind you and you don't know her, you saying
and you like
you
her
got,
shirt.
You can't say
that's a cool shirt.
Well, does the shirt say something funny or is it just a good looking shirt on her? There's a difference.
Well,
There's a difference.
Last week on the way home from Philadelphia, I complimented a woman on her shoes because they were the Nike, the old school, the 97s or whatever.
But see, that's because they were like a cooler shoe.
And because
not
I was
because
wearing the
think,
same ones. They're unisex.
Okay, well, there's a connection.
I was like, hey, nice shoes.
There's a connection. I'm saying randomly where it's not a funny slogan on a shirt. It's just someone that looks very nice. And you're just like, great shirt today.
A lot of rules.
That's a little weird.
I think we should be able to compliment each other more freely.
I think I've complimented, like, I'd be more likely to compliment somebody who is working than somebody who is not working. Like, if I have a waitress with, like, I don't know, like, bright red hair, I'll say, wow, you have beautiful hair.
You compliment a lot of people based on your description.
No, if it is... Not like if you just have red hair. I'm
what
saying
about
like if
someone's
you can tell
tattoo.
It's not,
maybe you think that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, if you can tell like it's not their real natural
things
hair
things like that are different. That you can comment, I think, on the tattoo more safely than if someone has.
Well, I'm not asking you to walk up and be like, nice boobs. Well, excellent work. Those look great.
That's basically what you're implying, though.
No, I'm not.
No, it's not.
I'm just saying you can compliment people in a totally
I'm
normal.
I'm never compliment anyone ever. That's what you're saying, Alex.
It's text line. You have to be careful with random compliments to women.
If you're creepy, you know what? If you're creepy, There is a very simple way to do it.
That's a cool shirt or nice shirt, and then just move on with your day. You haven't.
Slink into the booth next to you and say, "Wow, great rap."
But again, to me, it's very specific. If the shirt that you're complimenting has there's some tie to you, sure, or it's a funny slogan, yeah, of course, it's not creepy then, because actually, if it's just a shirt that looks good on the person, you're like, "You look great." That's weird.
I think it's nobody's okay saying like, "Hey, those pants make your ass look great."
But I think it's nice to tell people they look nice. I think if you're like
someone else wants to make sure, Nick, you got that cut of Cody saying nice boobs. Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
I don't think you need to worry about that. It's a professional
all over that.
Somebody said Cody wouldn't understand. That's true. This is true. He doesn't wait in line at grocery stores. Remember, that's very true. That's very true. This is true.
What does that mean?
Meaning, like, you're normally not in the scenario I presented this of. You're standing at a line at a grocery store. Normally, they're implying you cut people, right?
I see.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Someone
from the 913 says the best way to compliment a woman is to take her picture while she's working out at the gym. Just ask Nick.
Yeah, I say, "Hey,
you
ma'am,
you did that,
ma'am. I got a great shot of you earlier today. Would you like me to send it to you?
I thought you looked great and might want this photo of you looking great." That would be a bad. That's an example of a bad way to do it.
Oh my goodness! Nick did take a photo of a woman while working out.
I happen to know that woman intimately.
Well, so it turned out real well for you.
It did.
Yeah,
it did turn out well.
That's good.
Oh, God,
I don't see why there's this faux pas about giving out compliments.
Again, there's nothing wrong with compliments. You just have to be. There's definitely some barriers, some rules, I think, within that. That's all.
I think too many rules. I think you got too many rules. I think you should lighten up on some of those.
And the text line is I think the 913 put it perfectly. It's really the person. It's all about delivery. If you have to deliver it in a way that does not make it seem like you are trying to hit on them. And maybe you are trying to hit on them. Maybe you're at a bar and you're trying to, then that's maybe a great way to sort of
I think not only delivery, but setting does matter. Again, the grocery store comparison, different than if you're at a bar and it's midnight and you're saying something. Different scenarios matter.
What if I go up to
settings
a woman?
Matter.
I go up to a woman and I say, "I love your," I look at her card and I say, "I love that choice of mac and cheese. Love the white cheddar."
Great, it's fine.
Great selection.
That's fine. It's still a little weird, but it's
great
fine.
Great selection, it's man. Fun. You're going to love that. You're going to love that white cheddar.
Good choice.
Good
Much
choice.
Better than the yellow cheese.
Man, yeah. The cheddar at this store is better than any other store in town.
Yep.
I respect the decision.
Yeah.
I think these are all acceptable conditions. It's a random question day.
It is.
By the Windows Source of Kansas City. I'm sure they're happy to be associated with this.
Yeah,
content.
I mean, look, I bet they are. Coming up next, there actually might finally be some momentum to force this guy out of the NFL.
This is Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio. Check out Nick's Wave in the Wheat podcast with new episodes every Wednesday on the 435 Podcast Network and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.